Okay, so we were holding in Sefer Masiot with the following story. This story is also known as Masei Yudit. A non-Jewish king came on Jerusalem with 40,000 men. And he lay siege on Jerusalem for a long time. And in the siege, the Jews were suffering terribly. And in Jerusalem, there was a girl who was descendant from prophets. And when she saw that people were suffering so much, she said, "I'm going to give my life for the sake of the people." And she went out with her maid, and she came to the gates of the city, and she said to the people at the gates, "Open the gates and let me out. Maybe Hashem will make a miracle through me, and I'll kill this one who denies God's existence, and the Jewish people will be saved by me." And the gatekeeper said, "We won't open. We're scared. Maybe you fell in love with one of the king's horsemen to marry him. Or maybe you want to give away our secrets. You have a plot to destroy the city, to let it be captured." And she said, "God forbid. I believe in the mercy of heavens that they'll help me overcome this enemy." And she swore by Hashem, the God of Israel, and they opened the gates. And she went out with her maid. She went to the tent of the king. And she came before him. And she was very good looking. And when the king saw her, he was taken by her beauty. And he said, "Who are you? Where did you come from? Where are you going?" And she said, "I'm a daughter of the prophets. And I heard from my father that you're going to conquer the city. You're going to capture the city. And I said, I'll come to you and ask you to spare my life and the lives of my father's family to let us escape when you capture the city." And the king said, "I'll do as you ask, but I want to take you as my wife." And the girl said, "My master, the king, let me be like one of your maids. Do as is good in your eyes. But let me tell you that I am currently in my period. Tonight, I'll be fit. Tell your servants that at night, when they see two women going to the river, they shouldn't look at us and they shouldn't talk to us about anything. And then I'll go, because the Jewish custom is that a woman immerses when she's pure, and then I'll come back." And the king says, "Okay." And he was very happy. He got a very good-looking wife now. And he just got good news that the prophets say he's going to capture the king. And he gathers all his officers and servants and makes a feast. And he eats and he drinks wine. He gets drunk and goes to sleep. And everyone went to their tent. And the only one that remained with the king was this young girl and her maid. And the girl looked up to heaven and she said, "I'm doing this for you, God." She took out a sword and cut off the king's head and carried his head. And together they went through the camp, and no one spoke to them, because the king had left a decree that when they see two girls go towards the river, no one should touch them, no one should talk to them. And so they went through the camp and approached the gates of Jerusalem and called out to the gatekeepers, "Open the gates, God help me, and I killed the enemy." And they didn't believe her. Now, one of the king's officers had constantly told them, "Leave this nation alone, don't start up with them, because their God is with them and he loves them and he won't let you capture them. Look at what he did to all your predecessors, the first kings and officers that tried to lay siege on Israel. Where'd they end up?" And he kept trying to dissuade the king from going against Jerusalem until the king got very upset at him. And the king decreed that they tie him and hang him alive by the gates of the city. And he was there hanging alive, starving to death. And when the girl saw that the gatekeepers didn't want to open the gate for her, she said, "If you don't believe me, look at that officer hanging over there. He'll recognize his head." So they showed the head to the officer. And he said, "Yep, that's the king." They opened the gate. And that officer said, "Blessed is Hashem that gave the king over into your hand and saved you from his hands." And when everyone heard this, the young men and the warriors of Israel gathered. They took their swords and attacked. And as they attacked, they yelled out, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokeinu, Hashem Echad." The people of the camp got scared. They went to their king, and they see that their king's missing his head. So they have no leader. And they left their tents and their horses, and they ran for their lives. And the Jews chased after them till Antiochia and returned in peace. And then they had all their loot. And the elders came to the Beis HaMikdash and they blessed Hashem and praised Him that He allowed them to overcome their enemies and saved them their time of affliction. And Hashem, who keeps His word, even when things seem very bad and they're at the land of their enemies, I have not been thoroughly disgusted with them and I have not let go of them. Hashem, with His mercy, should again do for us miracles and wondrous things at this time, just as He did with our forefathers.